We're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
No kidding, this is my podcast.
Look at me, watch, see what I'm doing? Twitter, unfollow. Instagram, unfollow. Snapchat, unfollow. And there we go, done. We are not friends anymore.
I'm Chilly, Chilly, Chilly. Chilly, Chilly.
Chilly. Remember that time that you brought Chilly and you tried to kill the whole office?
I didn't try to kill anybody.
That was Amy quote. I quote you all the time and then you change your mind.
Let's see if you get it right. Quote me. Verbatim. Let's hear it.
I hope it gives everybody food poisoning. That was quote and level.
It's close, but
I not have it exact. On record.
Not exact.
I have it on record. I'm going to pull it. That'll be our end clip.
Okay.
We'll decide whether or not I'm correct.
I don't think it was those exact words, but it was pretty darn close. You're right. Something like, I hope everybody gets sick.
I think I'm going to be right, but we'll see. I like being right. I'm wrong all the time, but I really like it whenever I am right. It happens sometimes.
What do I get if I win?
What do I get if I win?
Give you 7-Eleven chili.
I think that would be the punishment. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She is my best work friend and is about to meet my best childhood friend. But who knows me better? I might have a pop quiz for them.
Oh, I'm nervous. And when she's not shipping off kittens to shelters, explaining her long and complicated family tree, or using her favorite F word, she's keeping up with our podcast promises because her memory is currently better than mine. The woman with the brains, the beauty, and the babies has a name, and it is...
Amy Nichols, that was really good.
I know, for once.
Yeah, well thought out.
For once I delivered. I like it that you came up with the challenge to see who can intro who better. And then you've killed me every time.
No.
That's like, Jeremy and I played this game Rummy Cub. Or Rummy Cube at Cube. Cube. Cuba? Rummy Cuba Jr.?
I thought it was Rummy Cup.
I don't know. But we played this game, and whenever I first introduced it to him, I beat him because he didn't know how to play it. And then, third or fourth game, he started winning. And after that, I pitched a fit because I lost every single time.
It's dangerous teaching something to someone, and then they beat you. You're just like, oh.
I've pretty much never won again, and he had to quit playing with me for a couple of years. He banned that game from our relationship.
Because he pouted?
Oh, pouted through, cried. I mean, I'm sure. It was awful. Who wants to lose every single time?
No, I just wouldn't play. Mm-mm.
We did play it recently, and I won, but it took me a minute to get there because... With that game, you have to move all these tiles and it has to be in order and there has to be a specific way to do it. And so you really have to think it through. There's several steps to this game once you get to the end. Well, then I finally beat it and I was like, oh, here it is. And I did it. And Jeremy's like, why did it take you so long to figure that out?
Oh, does that mean he'd let you?
No, because we had different tiles. But I mean, the thing is, my brain doesn't work that way. After I'm 2, 3, 4 steps in, then I get lost. Then I'm like, ah, screw it. It's fine. I'll just draw another one.
I was telling Trey in the office just the other day that I used to play chess. And it was you have to think so many steps ahead. No, I'm not good at that anymore. I'm like, I don't even know. My memory's so bad. I don't even know what I just did.
I try and then I quit caring. I'm like, it doesn't even matter anymore.
It's tough.
Okay, so there's been a lot of stuff going on, and I can't even ask you about it because you've been having phone drama for so long because, I'm just going to say this bluntly, your cheap ass would not buy another phone. You've been struggling with your phone forever.
Yeah, for a while.
Russ gave you this phone.
Yes.
Russ Face.
Yes. It was a free phone.
Because before that, you had the prehistoric iPhone 1.
Yeah. So he gave me the 6, and it worked for almost 2 years, maybe less. I can't remember, around that. And it was a really good phone until the battery issue. So I went to have it exchanged over the holidays. They told me no because of the water damage. Boo-hoo-hoo. So I was like, well, I'll just use it until it dies. And I knew it would happen eventually.
And it kept on dying, and you kept on going.
All the time. Oh, yeah. So I'd have to constantly plug into something just to get it to stay on.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened. It died. And it would never come. It never came back on. It died. And I lost everything. I was disconnected from everyone.
Was your family able to recover what was lost? Because at one point, y'all all had the exact same phone plan.
Yeah.
Going on, memory, text, yeah, names, contacts, all of
it. Yeah. For some reason, not everything transferred. I got some of Josh's stuff, but no. I lost all of my things, but I was able to steal a couple things from Josh.
Mm-hmm.
So, but worst of all, I lost the blue. I went green. And if anyone doesn't know or care, it means I'm no longer an iPhone. Yeah.
Shocking. I know.
It's a big deal. So that was the problem.
Okay. So did you buy a new phone or did somebody give you a phone?
No, I did not buy a new phone. I switched servers or services because I wanted free phones. We all needed new phones. I mean, Josh and Maddox's were both crack screens. Morgan was... previous me, who had to always be plugged in just for it to stay on. So we all needed new phones, and I can't afford four new phones. That's just, no, I'm not doing that. So I specifically changed services just so that we could get the four new lines, four new phones.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're no longer iPhone?
No longer iPhone. I know. I'm Android now.
Wow. Is it weird?
Yeah, I have no idea how to use it. I'll be able to figure it out.
I thought about making the switch because I've been around people who have the Google phone and their picture quality is amazing compared to iPhones. But I like to do the iCloud photo sharing whenever we all take a bunch of photos and we want to share them that way. It's not clogging down your storage. But you can still share it with everybody. So I've deleted a ton of photos that are still in my iCloud sharing that I can go back and reference whenever I need, but I don't need 200 pictures of this one time that we did this, but then I still have it accessible. So I'm too scared to switch. And those other phones look great, but I'm an iPhone snob and I really don't know any different. I mean, I had Metro PCS and Razer. They're bringing Razers back. Did you hear that?
I know. I did hear that.
That's crazy.
I mean, like the smartphone touchscreen, but a flip back.
Yeah. I can't go back in time. I'm good.
I don't know. I mean, I won't get it unless it's free. But I mean, yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'll get used to it. And I'm sad that, I don't know. I thought I fixed it. I thought I was getting all my text messages, but I didn't.
You're not.
I'm not. I think I got yours from this morning, like an hour later. So I did get that one.
What did it say?
I think they're coming in. Are you getting my text?
Okay. Because I realized I always text you during the show smart comments, maybe. And it's nothing that I can't say out loud. I just don't. It's just between me and you. It's nothing too bad. I can't share it with the room, but at the same time, it's like,
secrets are fun. Come on.
Yeah, here you go, Amy. And I kept messaging you, and then I realized that you weren't getting them.
No.
And so then I had to come up with my phone and show you all the smart comments I had been texting you during the show a couple days ago. So you're phone silencing me.
No, not on purpose.
So I thought I was really smart to do this today. I airdropped you a note.
Yeah, and it was great. I got it like just like that, but I don't know how to respond. So I'm getting your messages. I just, anyways, well, I'll figure it out. It's just going to be, you know, fun to learn something new.
So Amy got a new phone.
Yes.
But it's weird.
Yes.
And it's not working.
I think it's working now. It's like rolling in. It's not a problem, I don't think. But I did miss the text messages from yesterday, the group ones, because I hadn't fixed it until yesterday afternoon.
Oh, there were a couple, and I'll share those with you later.
Okay.
So, also, last week we were talking about bad roommates, and you confessed to what?
I moved in with my best friend right after high school, and we had apartment cats, and I did not like them, and so I threatened her to keep her cats in her room, and she did not. So I believe I took one to the pound, but it became a big ordeal, and we didn't talk for 2 years, and I really don't know what came of it. So I don't remember if I told her about it or if she went to save it, or I really don't know. So I thought we could call her.
So whenever you said this last week, I was like, let's call her. And you said, sure. But then I was too scared to pull the trigger because I didn't know how this chick is. Ashley, is
yes,
that her name?
Ashley.
I didn't know how Ashley would react if we're just randomly calling her talking about something that happened 15 years ago. Like, hey, remember that one time Amy ditched your cat? Like, how'd you feel about it? So I didn't pull the trigger on it then. I probably should have, but I was scared. I didn't want to pressure you into something and start this unnecessary drama in your life. And then I forgot about it because I got Amy brain right now. I don't know where my head is at, but it is not here. And you offered it up. You came back this week,
yeah,
and was like,
get an update, because I really don't remember. And we've pretty much gotten through anything and everything. We've known each other since we were 2 and 3 years old. So I think she's over it now. I hope. Because I told her, I was like, I absolutely regret it. It was not a good choice on my part.
Okay, so you have talked to her about it since then. She knows
what we're calling her about. Yeah, I did say, don't say anything. I don't want to know the answers yet, but it has to do with the cats.
Okay.
And she's like, well, never mind. Okay.
But I told you to text her and give her a heads up that we're getting ready to call her.
But,
and you're like,
but I got a new phone and lost all my contacts. I was like, oh, crap. I don't know her number. But I got it. And she said, my kids are starting to fight. So okay. I hope it's okay.
It's all right. Loose lips and childbearing hips. We understand.
Hello.
Hi, Ashley.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Hey, Ashley. It's Lacey, and you know your best friend, Amy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on with us. We were just reliving some fun or not so fun memories last week, and your story came up. So as soon as Amy told me, she's told me this story before, but I was just intrigued because I'm like, how could you do that? A little backstory real quick, Ashley. Amy and I always said that if we found ourselves to be single one day, regardless of what happens, that her and I could move in together, that we could be roommates. If, you know, far on down the line, whatever happens with husbands and family and we old ladies and need a roommate, we'd want to move in with each other. I had to denounce her after that because I'm like, I don't trust you. Yeah. So what's your version of events? What happened whenever you and Amy lived together?
Yeah, we need you to clear it up, Ash, because I think it was fun living together. I think it was challenging. And we had apartment cats, and I have a bad memory. I don't remember what you remember. So tell us what happened.
Well, you told me it was about the cats and left it at that. And I can't remember what happened. I do remember that your cat was a total dick. And so I feel like we were kind of mean to it.
This is a new development. I didn't know Amy had a cat, too. Did you have to lock your cat up in your room?
No.
You didn't lock your cat up in your room, but you made Ashley lock her cat up in her room?
I didn't. Were they both locked up in your room?
Yeah, no, one was yours and one was mine, and you made me my, oh, of course, right when I get on the phone, my children are banging on the door.
Don't sweat it.
I'm locking myself in the room now. Maybe the cat wasn't in such bad shape. Okay, so.
I don't remember having a cat.
Yes, you did, because remember, my cat, when I lived with my parents, had kittens. We thought they all died, but it turns out they were just hiding and feral. And so we caught two of them.
Mine, so she rescued cats. Shinkum. She rescued cats. I just want to point that out. Okay, sorry. Continue, Ashley.
So mine was named Schnookums, and I don't remember what yours was. Was it? It
Devil?
Was the orange one. Possibly, because it was a jerk. It was the orange one.
Oh, gosh.
Mine
I don't
was
remember.
Gray. Yours is the orange one. Actually, I also don't remember what happened to yours. Amy, did you kill it? Because I gave mine to Gabrielle.
Okay.
What happened to your cat?
No, this is so interesting because I thought they were your cats and I told you to keep them in your room. And if you didn't, there'd be consequences or whatever. I had to be motherly stupid. But I took one to the pound, I think. And I thought maybe I took my own to the pound. I don't know. Anyways.
Plot twist.
So I thought it was punishment for you because then you moved out like 2 weeks later or like you just poof, we're gone. So I thought it was the cat related, but I know I was a bad roommate.
Well, no.
If she's taking your cat to the pound, she is a bad roommate, Ashley. You're just being nice.
No. Okay. It was her own because mine didn't go to the pound. I gave mine to Gabrielle. In fact, that cat might still be living. Gabrielle's mother has it.
Okay.
It may have died in the past couple years, but the last time I talked to Gabrielle, her mother had the cat and it was alive.
I have to tell you, Gabrielle, we went to high school with her and she was told, this is a crazy story. She was told that if you put buttered toast, butter side up on a cat and then throw it out from a high place, that it would just spin in the air. Because butter always lands down and cats always land on their feet. So she tried this and she broke the neck of her cat. Yeah. So yes. Ashley's like giving her cat to this nice person, whatever. She's a bad person too.
I totally did that one time, minus the butter. I thought that cats could always land in their feet. So I took this cat and I threw it like way up in the air and it landed on its feet several times. And then one time it didn't, but it did not break its neck and I did not kill it. Like, it was fine, but I was just like, oh, that disproves that theory. And then I had to walk away. It wasn't my cat, so I wasn't too worried about it.
Oh, so you're just risking the lives of other people's cats.
Formerly. Used to.
Oh, Ash, are your kids in a good mood? If I gave y'all a pop quiz, a best friend pop quiz, would you be able to answer the questions or you got to go?
Yeah.
Hold on. I still need clarification.
Amy,
you got mad and you took your own cat to the pound and you thought it was her cat?
I did not. Okay, I valued my things and this cat was destroying my furniture. So I'm pretty sure I told Ash, I could be wrong, Ashley, I'm sorry. Told her to keep the cats in her room and they weren't staying in the room. So I took a cat. So I guess it was my own.
It was your own.
I took my cat to the pound. I took my own cat to the pound.
Why did you move out, Ashley? Tell me.
Yeah, I can handle it. I know I'm bad.
You were really moody.
No way.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, to preface this, I should have been prepared. I've known Amy my entire life, and she would come stay the night with me. And I specifically remember one time we were playing with toys. We weren't in the tub, but we had a little bit of water in the tub, and we were playing with the toys in the water. And we're having a good time. And then suddenly she was like, I don't want to play. And then just gets up and walks away.
So Amy's always had the I ain't going to do it attitude. She's pulled that on this podcast several times.
Lacey makes me go first now.
So you moved out because Amy's moody and you realized that you just couldn't handle that 24/7?
But also, I was really immature, so it was
messy.
I'll throw myself under the bus. I was really immature, and yes, I'm messy. I was messy. It's fine. I'm still messy.
So, hypothetically, if Amy was single one day and you were single one day, whatever the circumstance may be, would you be able to live with Amy at any point in the future, or would you rather live solo or go with somebody else? Because she knows my answer.
I definitely would, knowing it all, knowing her, I definitely would. Did we throw a couch or was it a mattress out the window?
Yeah, we were on the third story and we were moving and we threw a couch out the third floor.
Why? A couch?
Yeah, there was a couch.
Yeah, because it was heavy. It was like a sleeper and we didn't want to move it again. So we just threw it out the balcony.
And then recovered it or threw it out?
No, it was trash.
Okay.
No. We just threw it.
But we made sure there was nobody.
All done.
Yeah. We made sure nobody was there. Like, we, like, surveilled the area or whatever to make sure it was safe.
Yeah.
Have you had other roommates besides Amy? Female roommates?
Yes.
Is Amy the worst roommate you've ever had?
Oh, hell no. I have lived with two other people. And they were real crazy. One of them, I found out, kept doing acid. And her name was Katie. And I finally found out one day because she was in her room and I walked in and she was cowering in the middle of her bed. And she was like, the floor is breathing. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She's like, the floor is breathing. Okay, it's time for you to move out.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you so much for clarifying everything with us, Ashley. We really appreciate it. Now, if you have a couple minutes, Amy wanted to play this game to see who knows her better. Now, you've known Amy for how long? You were, what, three whenever y'all knew each other?
Yeah. I was two. She was three. So how old am I?
I guess 32 years.
Oh, I don't do math. So that's good. So y'all have known each other since two or three.
32.
I've known her for 5 years.
Okay. Best friend quiz. I don't know who wants to answer first, but the first question is, Lacey, do you want to go first?
Yes, okay. I'll go first.
Was I named after anyone? If so, who?
Your aunt, Amelia, and you were named, no, your aunt. Yeah, Aunt Amelia, and you were named after her, but you don't like your name. You wish it was something else, and you're kind of jealous that your sister's name is Millie because Millie is shortcut or short nickname, whatever, however you want to say that, for Amelia, and it sounds a lot better than Amelia, and you go by Amy, but you don't like it. Boom.
Wow, that's a point. That's good.
Dang.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, Ashley, what is my favorite color?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Come on. What?
Blue.
Yes! Oh, yay!
Okay. I doubted myself. I'm not going to doubt myself. Go.
Okay, Lacey. Do I think aliens exist?
Ooh. I don't know the answer to this, but thinking like Amy, I'm going to say... Yes, that you've never seen any and you don't know that they are there, but that you think that there is a good possibility that there's artificial life out there, because how would we be the only ones to inhabit a planet whenever there's so much other stuff out there?
Wow.
That's good how I answer. Feel. All right. Good yeah. answer.
Wow. Okay. Ashley, what was my first job?
Your first job was at Sonic.
Oh, you're so no. close. No. Can I steal?
No, that was your... No, hold on. Dang it. What was your freaking first job?
All right, Lacey gets to steal.
Okay. Again, I have no idea, but I'm projecting myself on you. My first job was at Wendy's. I'm going to say your first job was at McDonald's. And you ended up working at Papa Do's, and that's where you met your husband, Josh.
Nope. Okay. Y'all are both wrong. Y'all are both wrong. I worked at Albertsons.
Oh.
That's right.
I sacked groceries. Come on, Ash.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Lacey, if I had to eat a crown out of a box, what color would I choose?
Hold on. What word are you saying?
Color. Crown. Oh, sorry.
If you had to eat a crown?
Crayon.
If you had to eat a crayon?
Yes.
I'm going to guess yellow because yellow is the color of eggs.
Oh, my God.
It's so easy. I just have to think like Amy.
Oh, my God. That's not the reasoning. That is not the reasoning. I picked yellow because I feel like my teeth are a little yellow. So I would choose yellow.
That would be my reasoning.
So it would make my teeth look whiter if I had yellow chunks in my teeth.
Okay, so far I'm in the lead, just in case you were wondering, Ashley.
Okay, Ashley.
Okay.
Ashley, how do I like my coffee? Oh, no, did I lose
you? I don't remember you liking... Okay. No, you didn't. Hey, listen, I have to live in Texas again. I don't like this, Lacey. You don't like coffee, do you?
Oh, you used to make me coffee when you lived above me.
I did. You like it with lots and lots of creamer.
And? I'm helping you.
And sugar.
Yes.
But now it's brown sugar. You like it with brown sugar and several squirts of the French vanilla creamer.
And it's not brown sugar. It's raw sugar.
What color is the sugar?
Brown.
Okay.
It's not brown sugar.
You knew what I meant. Okay.
I've got a couple more. Should I keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Lacey, do you know the last four digits of my cell phone number without looking?
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say it's a social security number and no on that either. Absolutely not. No idea.
Ooh.
No.
Do you want to steal, Ashley? I don't think you'd know it either.
9846.
No.
I don't know your new number. Yeah. Because you didn't tell me you had a new number until today.
Well, it's the same number. But, I'm sorry.
Was it 5015?
Oh my gosh, she's the best person in the world.
I've gotten more answers correct than her. How is she the best person in the world?
Y'all are even, and she stole one.
Whatever.
I think we'll have to go back and check.
I
haven't been marking.
No, she stole one, but I just stole one too.
Oh, okay. So are y'all even? Okay, y'all are even.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Lacey, what is my third favorite planet? These are so random.
Uranus.
Yes!
Why would it not be?
Uranus.
Okay, listen. This is the reasoning. First, our Earth, of course, because we love our own planet. Two, poor Plato. It's a sympathy vote for number two.
And it's then Pluto, not Plato.
Did I was about to say, what?
Did I say Plato?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what's wrong with me? I know it's Pluto. I just said it wrong. Anyways, and Uranus is funny.
Exactly.
Ashley, okay, this is the last question. I think you can get this. This is a tie, or Lacey wins. Okay, here we go. What is my go-to dish when I have to make dinner?
Oh, my gosh. Your go-to dish?
Yes.
No pressure at all, Ashley, but I completely know this answer.
I'm sure you do, Little Miss. I live in Texas with my best friend.
You got this, Ash.
I want to say your go-to is rice and curry, but I'm sure it's not. That's just your favorite.
Yeah, it is.
Or one
still
of your favorites.
Still.
All right, Lacey.
Hold on. No.
Can I give her a hint? Can I give her a hint?
Can I give her a hint?
Well, it was already mentioned in the pop quiz.
Crayons. Or as Amy would say, crown.
Her egg.
Yes. Egg.
Egg how?
Yeah.
What? How would I do the eggs? I think you got it.
I don't know. Over medium.
I'm going to give her a pity point. It would be egg salad.
Wrong.
Or egg sandwich. Egg sandwich is what she does. One of her other.
With ketchup.
Yes. I thought it was with cheese. And
I do cheese, avocado, ketchup, mayonnaise. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yay, us. Also, she likes to make Thai food a lot, too. That's not necessarily her go-to, but she does make Thai coconut soup.
Well, that was going to be my second guess, but I didn't know if that was really a go-to. The Thai coconut soup is the absolute best thing you ever make, Amy, just so you know.
Love it.
I think it's just all right. I'm kidding. I've never had it.
Ashley,
Ashley, thank you so much for coming on with us. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for clarifying and letting us all know that Amy is heartless, but she took her own cat to the shelter, not yours. And she's one of the worst roommates that you've ever had. And I will never live with her. And you can have her in her older age.
I'll take her.
Oh, I love you, Ashley.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks,
love
Ashley.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun. She was really nice. Where does she live?
She lives in Oklahoma, but it's not like near a big city or anything.
Yeah.
She's got some land and she has to sit in the same spot on her couch or she loses service.
So is she in your family?
Yes, by marriage.
Okay.
Yes. Her uncle married my mom whenever we were 8 or 9, something like that. And so now she's my cousin.
Okay. So your uncle, her uncle is still married to your mom?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. And that's what's his butt, and he travels, right?
Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah. He works in like another area. So he works 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. So we don't see it. We see him like half the time.
How cool. And what's your dad's name?
Pete or my dad?
Dad.
Michael.
Okay. I get them too confused. Well, so awesome. I'm so happy to talk to Ashley.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
Yeah. She's got the best laugh.
Do you think if her and I met that we would be best friends?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, absolutely. You would steal her? I would just be dust and garbage.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say no, bitch. Bye.
No, I would always get so jealous because Ashley would make all the friends and I'm just like, old news. I'd just be sitting on the wayside until she got sick of them or something.
Okay. There's something else that you had brought up. And it was something about people trying to make you feel stupid.
Yes. Things people do that make you feel stupid.
So what happened with that?
So my family has been harassing me, my immediate family, Josh, my husband, and my two kids, Morgan and Maddox. They were like, gosh, we really want to eat out. Because I said I wouldn't talk about money anymore. Ugh. But I just have been budgeting because that's a smart thing to do. Whatever. Sometimes we break it, sometimes we don't. But I've been trying to be really good because of the holidays and all the birthdays coming up. So I'm like, no, we're not eating out at a restaurant.
We're going to have egg sandwiches again. Sorry, fam.
I actually make meals. I just, I don't want to spend that extra money to get just to be waited on and not have to do dishes. So they are so desperate for Cece's. And don't hate. I know sometimes food is about quality and sometimes it's about quantity.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted Cece's really bad. And Josh threatened to sell his car to get money to pay for it.
That's serious,
yeah,
Amy.
That's like really, really serious stuff. And it made me feel so stupid for caring about something that I thought was important. And it had been sitting there for 2 years, his old car. And he did it. He sold his car that day just to go have cash to pay for Cece's pizza.
How much are we talking? Because this was a car with no engine or a blown engine,
yes,
correct?
Yes, and two blown out tires. And still a pretty decent car.
Did he give
it
for a discount? Because he's absolutely. I will do anything for pizza. Come take it off my hands. $50, it's yours.
Absolutely. He gave this person a really good deal. Absolutely. But it also been sitting there for 2 years and we haven't done anything about it. So.
Okay. He sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all go to Cece's?
We did. Yeah, he got cash. I couldn't find it.
Okay, shun you, Josh, because if you go to that extreme to get some pizza, I would pick somewhere else. I mean, yeah, Cece's is decent. Don't get me wrong, but
that was their
Cece's
craving.
Is budget pizza. What you would feed your family? I would want something a little bit better than that. I personally love Paleo's. I don't think Paleo's Pizza is a chain, and even though it has like a healthy-ish name because Paleo Diet was really popular, it has nothing to do with Paleo. It's not healthy at all. It's just good pizza, or like Mellow Mushroom. Mellow Mushroom is delicious pizza.
I know, but like I said, it's not always about quality. It's about quantity, and they had a craving for Cece's Pizza. I say Play-Doh and PC. What is wrong with me today?
Amy drunk.
I'm not. I don't know what's wrong. Anyways, so we did it. Isn't that sad? It made me feel so dumb. So dumb that he did that.
I would have done that and then not invited you to come. Just take the family out for CC.
You are absolutely right. They should have not let me go. That is so funny that they didn't think of that.
So whenever the whole family finally gets to CC's, they've been waiting for this moment for so long. Did y'all go there and destroy the place to the point where they're like, cut this family off?
So Josh is afraid to talk to anyone. So I usually do, like, I'll go up to the counter and I'll say, two adults and two kids, no sodas. So we still only had water. And okay, I didn't lie. I do have two kids. They didn't ask me how old my kids were, and mm-hmm. they might not have been in the category, but I didn't lie. I just mm-hmm. said I have two children. So mm-hmm. I still got it discounted.
Oh my God.
I was like, we walk into the counter and I told the kids, squat, get lower, get lower. Because my daughter Morgan's taller than me right now.
Amy, I think the only person who would be proud of you right now would be Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey would be like, you were doing it right, girl. Everybody else is thinking, or at least I am, loosen up just a little bit.
Josh doesn't like talking to people, I guess, because I'm embarrassing. You know, he would just do the normal order and I'd come up behind him and be like, no, 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 it's two kids and we're just drinking water. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
They should not have let you eat with them. Well, I have some dumb moments that I want to talk about as well. I do really appreciate Jeremy because he doesn't make me feel stupid for stuff that I should know. He is very calm and he talks to me. I can't remember. Oh, he was telling me there's some new mentorship program that he's in and he's going to be mentoring somebody. And so I was asking him about it, you know, tell me more. He's having to prepare for this and this and this. And I'm laying with him and he was like, well, do you know what a mentor means? And I was like, ugh, yes. Ugh. And he's like, oh, I wasn't being sarcastic. Like, he's used to talking to me that way. But yes, I know what a mentor means. So then I'm offended that, like, why are you talking to me like I'm an idiot? Oh, yeah, it's because I am an idiot. I just happen to know what this word means. So normally, normally I appreciate his patience with me because he is so patient. But then I guess I make him paranoid because I told him about mansplaining. So now he doesn't want to mansplain what mentor means, but he has to legit know if I know what it means or not.
I need us to be on the same page. Are we there? Or
so I saw a couple examples of things that made other people feel stupid.
Yes.
And this happened to be in the news today. There's the producer of this new movie that Jake Gyllenhaal is in, and he was trying to explain about a character in a movie, this director who made this movie and cast Jake Gyllenhaal in it. And so he's explaining about this character and then felt pretty stupid whenever Jake Gyllenhaal did this.
She has a touch of melancholy once in a while.
It's melancholy.
Oh, it's melancholy. I'm sorry. You guys get that word wrong.
You're so good.
That is not the first time today.
So,
oh my gosh.
Jake Gyllenhaal has to correct him.
Oh my gosh.
Malachany.
It reminds me of JC when he was trying to say Malachi, and he said Malachi. It's too funny. Sometimes you just talk and talk and talk, and you don't ever see it written, you know, and you don't know what it looks like.
Guilty. What was it that I said the other day? I can't even think about it.
Yeah, it was one you just don't see all the time.
Yeah, and I had heard the word, but I see it because I read a lot. So then I see it in my head, and I just pronounce it the way that it is. I'm horrible at pronunciation because I like very elementary sounded out.
Yeah.
Like the same way that kids try to spell because they don't know correct spelling, so they spell it just as it sounds.
Hook
like
on phonics.
I will hook on phonics myself all the time, and then I'm just completely wrong. Also, I saw Burger King made a genius marketing move that made a lot of people feel stupid. Burger King started liking social influencers' random tweets from 2010. Just nothing to do with Burger King. Hmm. I'm going to like this tweet that's talking about this. One of them was about True Blood. Like, nobody's talking about True Blood anymore. Uh-uh. And it wasn't even important or catchy or anything like that. But started liking all these random tweets. And so people were blowing up Twitter. Like, what is up with this? Why is Burger King liking all my tweets? But Burger King was smart because they were doing it to the influencers that have a lot of followers. Ah. So then they're tweeting, what's Burger King doing? Why are you liking these tweets from 10 years ago? Well, then eventually Burger King tweeted, some things from 2010 are worth revisiting, like your old tweets and funnel cake fries. Get them now for a limited time.
Wow.
So this one social media influencer in particular was so mad because Burger King got $83,000 worth of tweets from them because they get paid per tweet because that goes out to so many people.
Yeah.
And so this influencer, I'm not familiar with him. His name is Casey Neistat, if I had to sound it out. I don't know. Casey Neistat. He was mad and said that Burger King took advantage of him and then demanded Burger King or challenged Burger King to donate some money to charity. And Burger King actually stepped up and was like, said that they were ready to talk and take in his suggestion. So I don't know if Burger King has gone through with the promise, but
that's impressive.
That's a genius marketing move.
But you think they look stupid for doing it. And then really it was just a good idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so we've had a lot of content. We're getting ready to wrap up. But I wanted to bring on one more guest real quick. Hello, sir. Would you please state your name?
Russ Face.
Russ Face. Hello,
hi.
Russ Face.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, Lacey.
Off, yes.
Octopus.
OCP2UST. That is so hard. Have you ever tried to do that?
No.
Random.
R-A-N-D-O-M.
Damn it. Why you got to be so good? Why you got to come here and be so good? First off, thank you so much for the text yesterday. Amy is not rude. Her phone has not been getting text messages.
The phone you gave me pooped out finally. Thank you so much for it. It no longer works.
Thanks for the phone, but it's crap.
No.
It worked for 2 years.
Yeah, no, it did.
It was great. So thank you. Anyway, so I'm not, like, the iMessage was a problem and I'm not getting text. So I did not see what it was about.
So are you asking for another free phone? Is that what you want?
No, I got a phone. I'm okay. Just not, the message isn't coming through yet. So
she went to the dark side. She's now Samsung.
What?
She's not in the iPhone family.
I know.
But we did get a text yesterday, a group text from Russ that said, this latest episode has me. And it was a LOL emoji. Aww. A laughing hardcore
Yay.
Emoji. So thank you for that.
I
that
love
was
that.
Really sweet.
And it wasn't just the thing. It was everything else you were talking about too. But the random like spelling things in the middle of it, I was like, yeah.
We didn't know if we were being too much or not. Like, is anybody else gonna think this is funny or are we just being stupid? But I wanted to bring you in here because we all got an email yesterday, like, hey, podcast description people, like you haven't updated in a while. And I realize that we do need to change our podcast description because I think ours says something like I'm newly married and on the fence about procreating. That ain't the truth. I just didn't want to seem off-putting for people because initially we were going to do mom versus not mom.
Yeah.
And then our very first episode, which did not get published, I realized it was really obnoxious because I'm like, who has the better life, me or Amy? And I went out and I had a rock star weekend and Amy sat at home with rocks with her son Maddox. And it was just like, it was really obnoxious. So we need to update our podcast description. Well,
are you about to announce that you're pregnant? Is that what you're going to add to the description?
Yes. No. Well, I wrote a description and I don't remember... May or may not have had wine. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Do you want to get his reaction?
Yeah. Okay. I want to see what you think of this.
Okay.
I laughed.
We should be together, but we are not because that would lessen our content. Plus, they are married and Amy is a mommy. Facts are facts and sometimes we can be funny. No names, no nothing, not Lacey and Amy, not anything. But I thought it was important that we should be together, but we're not because content purposes.
Russ does not like it. His face is...
I'm so, if I had never listened to your podcast, I would be so confused.
I know. It's so dumb. But whenever I got it.
And you only said, didn't you say one of them's married? Wait, what?
I said, plus they are married and Amy is a mommy.
Oh, they are married. Okay.
Yeah. And facts are facts. I don't know what that means, but facts are facts. And sometimes we can be funny. So I wanted to throw that out to you and see what you think about it.
Yeah.
It still needs some work?
Maybe. What do you think, Amy?
I think it's funny, but I don't think it's the best.
Well, here's the problem. People ask me what our podcast is about, and I'm like, I don't know. We just kind of talk and laugh. And
See, that's what you need. You need the elevator pitch. If you go meet someone, you're like, hey, I have a podcast. It's about blank, blank, blank. Right?
Okay. How would you describe our podcast? First off, are you a listener, or was that a one and done?
No, I listen occasionally.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. I would probably listen about once a month. So.
And are we, out of the Kid Nation family, are we one of the favorites?
You're one of my favorites.
Are
yes.
we the favorite? Nobody else listens, so you won't offend anybody.
No, I probably listen to yours more than any other Kid Nation podcast, yeah.
How would you describe our podcast?
She wants you to do our job for us.
No, I was going to open it up for other people, but I just wanted to bring Russ in here so he knows that, like, I got your email and I wasn't trying to ignore you. I just had a half idea that sounded really good at the time.
I don't know. I mean, fun. Yeah, you're definitely, you know, you talk a lot and then Amy Lacey talks a lot. Amy kind of adds some, like... Like you said, but no, Amy is like the sense of reason.
Mm-hmm. I think she's the Kelly Raspberry too. Amy got the zingers. Amy makes me laugh.
Yeah, no. Amy adds a lot to it. Mm-hmm. But I would say if you were to look at time spent talking, you're about 75% and Amy's about 25%.
I talk way too damn much. That's why Jeremy doesn't listen because he's like, girl, I got to listen to you at home. I ain't trying to listen to you and my speakers too. Okay. Well, thank you for your help, Russ. Thank you
no
for
problem.
Coming in.
Keep working on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I wanted to throw it out there to see if anybody has any idea for
us. I guess I could make an effort. I'm just sitting around in my chair not talking.
So if you have a fun way that would describe our podcast that would entice people. So this is just like the description only that people are looking through on iTunes and Google Play. If you have a good description for us, hit us up on our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Let us know. Let us know if there's a good way to describe this, or if not, I might just be a couple glasses of wine in deep and wing it, and we'll see what happens. I was more disappointed, like, The description kind of catchy, but I didn't even use our names. I'm just we, because it's weird talking
you can
in
add that
third
later.
Person.
You were in the moment. You were just jotting stuff down.
So if you have an idea that is better than we should be together, but we are not, because that would lessen our content. Plus, we are married and Amy is a mommy, and facts are facts, and sometimes we can be funny. So if you can do better than that, please hit us up on our socials. Give us any thoughts, ideas, and we might steal it and use it.
Yeah.
And that would help us out a lot.
We probably will, because Lacey's needs work. And I need to work. So
thank you for listening to our guest filled Loose yes. Lips and Childbearing Hips. Is there anybody else you want to bring on right now?
I don't know.
I think we're good. All right. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave a comment. We would really appreciate it if you would do that. Also, please hit us up on our socials. Any ideas, thoughts, comments that you may have. Podcast descriptions appreciated. At Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, and check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I came back and I told Robert, I was like, I got 7-Eleven chili and I hope they all get sick.